Here's the essential summary for The Complete Guide to Analyzing Rental Property Investments in Greater Boston, Cap Rates, Cash Flow, and ROI Calculations. The bottom line, rental property investment requires systematic financial analysis using industry standard metrics, cap rate, net income, property value, cash on cash return, annual cash flow, cash invested, and net operating income, gross rental income, operating expenses. Greater Boston rental yields typically range from 3 to 6% depending on location, property type, and market conditions. Positive cash flow is rare without 30% plus down payments in high-cost markets like Boston. Professional investors model multiple scenarios: vacancy, maintenance, market changes, and require 15% plus total return, appreciation plus cash flow, to justify the risk and illiquidity of real estate investment. Who needs this? First-time rental property investors, anyone considering buying investment properties in Greater Boston, buyers evaluating multifamily properties, owners considering converting primary residences to rentals, investors comparing real estate versus stock market returns. Key insights. Number one, cap rate, net income on price, is the foundational metric. Greater Boston cap rates typically 3.5 to 5.5%. Number two, cash flow, NOI, mortgage payment. Most Boston properties are cash flow negative without 30% plus down. Number three, rule of 50. Operating expenses typically equal 50% of gross rental income. Taxes, insurance, maintenance, vacancies, management. Number four, total return, Dahmer's cash flow, plus appreciation, plus tax benefits, plus principal paydown. Typically need 15% plus to beat stock market risk adjusted. Number five, vacancy rates vary. Urban 5 to 8%, suburban 3 to 5%, seasonal markets 10 to 20%. Number six, property management costs 8 to 12% of gross rent for full service or 300 plus hours a year for self-management. Number seven, break-even analysis shows when rental income covers all costs, typically 5 to 7 years in Greater Boston markets. What to do next? Before making rental property offers, 1. Calculate property's cap rate versus market averages. 2. Model cash flow with realistic vacancy and expense assumptions. 3. Calculate cash-on-cash return on your actual down payment. 4. Stress test with 20% vacancy and 15% higher expenses. 5. Compare total return versus index fund alternative. 6. Factor in your time commitment, 300 plus hours a year.